China claims America is real threat to the world amid Russian invasion of Ukraine. By Kurt Zindelka on February 27, 2022. Despite much being made of China's apparent lack of support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the communist state's true colors have been shown by one of its chief diplomats declaring that the world should remember that the real threat is the United States of America. Questions are currently swirling in the Western press as to the current state of Moscow's relationship with Beijing, Peking. Observers were surprised over the weekend, for example, that China refused to vote against a resolution condemning Russia's aggression against Ukraine, opting instead to abstain from the vote. Yet the move was merely symbolic, as the vote was doomed regardless due to Russia having a permanent seat of the Council and therefore has the ability to veto any such motion. The Ukraine invasion has put the Chinese Communist Party in a tough position. However, as it would be difficult for Beijing to back Russia's support of the separatist movements in the Donbas region without undermining their regime's long-standing policy of violently cracking down on so-called separatist movements in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, and Tibet. However, in a move signaling China's commitment to stand with Russia against the West after all, the Communist Party's top wolf warrior spokesman Zhao Lijian took to Twitter, which is banned in China, to denounce the United States as the real threat to global peace. "Never forget who's the real threat to the world," Zhao wrote alongside an infographic sarcastically entitled USA Bombing List. The Democracy World Tour listing military interventions and wars since the Second World War. The post was then shared by the Chinese embassy in Russia on Friday evening, which echoed the top diplomat's statement. Communist China and its apparatchiks often attempt to claim they are a nation of peace in comparison to the United States. Chinese dictator Xi Jinping even brazenly lied during a national address in September by falsely claiming that China has never and will never invade or bully others, or seek hegemony. In fact, China has launched invasions and wars on others throughout its long history. Even when confined to the history of the Chinese Communist Party, which swept to power in 1949 after the United States withdrew support for the nationalists led by Chiang Kai-shek, the country has a demonstrated record of conquest and war. In the very first year of coming to power, Mao Zedong's communist forces invaded and conquered East Turkestan, which was then renamed Xinjiang. The following year the CCP would invade Tibet, leading the fleeing of the Dalai Lama to form a government in exile and years of brutal repression of the local Buddhist population. Despite both Tibet and Xinjiang having a distinct language, religion, culture, and ethnicity from the rest of China, the communist government has refused to accept that its actions were invasions. But since taking control of the regions, China has been accused of flagrant human rights abuses and genocide, with millions believed to have been interned in concentration camps in Xinjiang. China also invaded Vietnam in 1974 and 1979, and India in 1962. India has seen the Chinese People's Liberation Army continue to encroach on its territory in the Galwan Valley in recent years, resulting in the deaths of 20 Indian soldiers and a reported 40 Chinese soldiers as recently as July of 2020. The Chinese regime is also still currently occupying disputed regions of the South China Sea belonging to Taiwan, Malaysia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Brunei through the construction of artificial islands. The Chinese communists have also used the invasion of Ukraine to apparently justify their intention to eventually invade Taiwan, which China maintains as a part of its integral territory despite the fact that the island was never under the rule of any government in Beijing and has its own distinct and democratic government, military, culture, currency, and even written language. Following international outrage over the Russian assault on Ukraine, the leading mouthpiece for the CCP, the Global Times, wrote on Twitter that if the G7 nations support the territorial integrity of Ukraine, then the international community should give China unwavering support when it takes action to eradicate the secessionist regime in Taiwan, which the communist paper dubbed China's Donetsk, one of the pro-Russian separatist areas of the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. Aside from its numerous foreign military actions, under Mao Zedong, the communists claimed the lives of between 60 and 80 million Chinese citizens, more than the reputed death counts of Stalin and Hitler combined. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.